This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Now, football fans have the Super Bowl. Movie lovers have the Oscars. Now, if you're a dog person and you know who you are, it's not me. The event of the year is the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The best dogs from around the world come to New York for 3 days to vie for the title of Best in Show. Staff writer Gia Tolentino covered the competition for The New Yorker last year, and Gia is a dog person, so this seemed like a no-brainer assignment. But being around all those dogs, as it turns out, was a little bit more than she bargained for.
So last year I went to the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, and it was the happiest day of my life.
Garden. It started with over 2,800 dogs, over 200 breeds from 49 states and 16 countries, down to 7 group winners. Only one will be named the best in show.
It was like a Disney cartoon fever dream of perfect animals, like these cute faces like floating everywhere, and they just all let me pet them, and it was great. After the event, I came back home all the way back to Brooklyn, opened the door, and there waiting for me was my dog, Luna. So Luna's sort of my life partner. I work at home, so I spend my whole day with her. I spent at least double the amount of time with her that I have with my actual human partner of 8 years. Luna is a 90-pound Border Collie Great Pyrenees mix, we think. She is big, white, and fluffy. She has a little black Zorro mask on her face and freckles on her nose. And my friend Sam says that she looks like a human in a dog suit. Well, so now that she's lying down, like this is what she's like for me through my whole workday. Like, whenever I'm stressed for writing, I just hug her for like 5 minutes at a time. She's like a life-size stuffed animal. Luna! Excuse you! At the same time that Luna is the best thing about my life, she's also objectively a really bad dog. Here she is meeting my producer Alex for the first time.
She just instantly started biting my hand as soon as we got in here.
You're bad.
She scares half the people that come to our house for house parties. She's eaten a beer pong ball. She once ate a battery while I was at South by Southwest. She literally is never quiet. She loves to eat garbage. She got us sued for $100,000 because she tripped a lady out of Connecticut Muffin. Luckily, our renter's insurance covered it. She's a bad dog. So I came home from Westminster last year, you know, and I smelled like all these good dogs, and Luna got kind of mad at me and was headbutting me and, you know, just showing me all of her behavioral problems at once. And I joke all the time that Luna's a bad dog. Like, my boyfriend and I are always like, oh yeah, Luna, terrible dog we've got. But then I looked at her and I realized that this creature that I spend all my time with, one of the most important relationships of my life, is actually with a bad dog. So I wanted to go back to Westminster to see, you know, what it's like to have one of these good dogs, what it's like to have one of these perfect dogs in your house all the time. I wanted to know if they ever got in trouble, if they were ever bad, like Luna's bad, and what could I have done to make Luna a better dog? So when I went back to the dog show this year, it was the day of the agility competition, which is just a big ring full of dogs running like 20 obstacles really fast.
Woo! This dog is flying! This dog is flying! Yes! That's a really good dog.
The other thing that was going on that day was this event called Meet the Breeds, which was extremely overwhelming.
This is madness.
So Meet the Breeds took place in this big hangar-sized warehouse space. It sort of was like a convention center or a trade show where there was just nothing in the room but dogs. So the wildest thing about Meet the Breeds is that you just walk up to these dogs and pet them. And so all of these people, just this Coachella-sized crowd of people, is just walking through the room and petting every dog they see.
Oh my God, the corgis. You gotta go to the corgi. We gotta go see the corgis. Don't you think we should see the corgis? Is this your dog?
Sure. This is my dog.
What's your dog's name?
This is Katie.
Is Katie a really good dog?
Oh, she is the sweetest of the sweetest.
Has Katie ever gotten herself into, like, has she ever...
She jumps on the dining table.
Even the best corgis in America jump on the dining table?
Yeah, unless she is, of course, told not to. Oh. Dogs in general, they're all good dogs. There are no bad dogs. There are only bad owners who don't teach them.
Yeah.
And they
I have
don't...
a kind of bad dog, but I think it's my fault. Yeah.
Yes. If the dog is doing some bad things, that means it's not trained properly.
Yes, that's true.
And it's totally your fault.
So I went and found the Great Pyrenees booth because I think Luna is half Great Pyrenees, and I met this woman named Karen who was standing behind these two enormous white dogs.
Can I ask you some questions about what's your dog's name?
Alicia Keys and Batman.
Alicia Keys and Batman. Oh my God.
Karen told me that she used to have this dog named Devin, like this perfect champion, multiple award-winning Great Pyrenees show dog. And even Devin wasn't perfect all the time.
With this, yeah.
One thing about Devin, too, he loved hotel rooms,
really?
Loved them. So he'd see me, like, start walking him to the van. He'd throw himself on the ground, and he'd lay there, and I'm like, come on, Devin. Like, he'd be embarrassing me in the hotel parking lot.
Peers are really, they're headstrong, right?
Yes.
My dog is very headstrong. What's your advice for, like, how do you just have to be really
patient,
disciplined?
Patient, consistency.
Andrew's right. My boyfriend is much more disciplined with our dog, and she responds better to him.
They know who they can take advantage of,
yes,
I guess.
They do. Oh, no. I'm learning so much about my life talking to people. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, there really is the kind of, everyone's talking about how the key is just like a constant discipline. Which never been my strong suit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I would love to come on into the cuddle carpet.
So in the middle of walking around Meet the Breeds, this woman's fairy godmother of dogs just makes a beeline for me and says, "Would you like to come sit on the cuddle carpet?" Like words I've been waiting to hear my entire life. And I turn around and I was like, yes. And we go over. She leads me over to this display of Leon burgers and a carpet full of these dogs that are like these big brown bears with happy faces and giant paws. And she just plops me down in the middle of them next to this giant dog who's wearing a little bib handkerchief around his neck that says Burton.
Oh, really?
Burton is 8.5 years old and 153 pounds.
8 years old, you majestic creature. I love you.
Selfie.
Oh, yeah, he's great at selfies.
It's one of his commands. He just got his AKC trick dog novice. One of his tricks was doing a selfie with someone.
Oh, my God. And so when did you know that Burton was, like, a really good dog?
The day we got him. He is a... He is a show dog that is a rehome rescue.
Oh, wow.
He came to us at 16 months old from Canada. And they went, well, he was going to be a show dog because he was the pick of our litter. How would you feel about showing him? And I said, oh, how hard could that be? Uh-huh. 2 years later, we went to Westminster.
So Burton is that special.
Yeah. Yeah. We are also a therapy dog team. Like, Burton actually works in Boston in one of the major hospitals. And his specialties are ICU, inpatient psych, and cardiac monitoring. And Burton's specialty is he likes to hold paws with people who are having bad days.
Oh, my. He likes to hold paws with people that have bad days. Oh, my God. I never want to leave him.
And you can hold paws
so
with him.
I'd been walking around Westminster, you know, thinking, oh, even the perfect dogs aren't totally perfect. And then I met Burton, who is like, I mean, you cannot imagine a better dog. He, you know, came from Canada at 16 months and took this woman who told me she'd never had a dog before to Westminster in 2 years. Burton is the best imaginable dog. He's perfect.
I'm going to show you something that we show when we work in group therapy. Hey, Burton, can you over? Listen to his heartbeat.
I can put my head on him.
But if you put your head right here, you can hear his heartbeat.
Otherwise, I feel sorry for the mom. Oh, my God.
No, we make it ourselves.
Oh, my God, that's so crazy.
So as we were leaving, we were talking about, are there any of these dogs that we thought, these hundreds of dogs that we had seen that day, that I would rather have than Luna? And, you know, of course, I immediately thought about Burton, the actual perfect dog. But then if I had Burton, I wouldn't have Luna. It made me think of this conversation that Alex, my producer, and I had while we were out walking Luna.
She has this, like, look of, like, you know, like, I've got my own thing going right now. And you can't tell me what that thing is. And I like that. Kind of no one can tell you what to do.
Do you feel that that's a quality that you also have?
Yes. Yes. That is a quality that I have myself. Oh, no. Do Luna and I have the same problems? Maybe we do.
I think this whole experience might have brought me around to the realization that I don't love Luna in spite of her problems, which are my fault, probably, but because of them. The ways in which she's bad, you know, she's, like, mischievous and talkative and unbiddable and, you know, full of often bad surprises are things that I share. And it feels like we're equals in a way, which is not how you're supposed to be with your dog. And maybe part of that is that we're working through the same things. Westminster is this once-a-year event in which, you know, all of these dog people and dogs and judges get together and figure out who the most perfect dog of the year is. But outside the realm of competition, whatever makes a good dog good and whatever makes a bad dog bad, it's as individual as the way we think of our own, I think, our own friendships and our own relationships with the people we love.
Staff writer Gia Tolentino and Luna.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.